Freakzo, presenting The Truth.
Oh, man. I had a good feeling it was there, but especially, by the way, we were rolling and laughing before the show got started. I figured as much. Convenient how that works, isn't it?
Sorry. Is the microphone even on? Hello?
Yeah. Test. Yeah, I'm sure.
Why am I not? Hey, who turned me down? Holy crap! Okay, let me do the intro once again. This is Dread Radio with Reepso, Genius Personified, and Ed Kraft.
Yeah, I don't love how you do that, man.
Sorry, Ed, I can't hear you. We're having technical difficulties, sorry. If you were a genius, maybe we could hear you right now, but we can't.
I'm going to change the volume on this thing.
Hold on. It's all right.
All right,
take the...
You turned me down! Holy crap!
Hold on. I have to fix this, I'm kind of drunk. Okay, hold on a second. Caller, are you there? Hello? Hello, caller. All right, hang up on the caller. All right, Ed, are you there? Nobody's there now. You hung up on everyone. Great. Now I have to carry the show up on myself. Okay, that's okay. We'll get call back. Call Ed back because he hung up on Ed because he's not a genius. Call him back. I'm sorry. Kinda. This is Dread Radio with myself and Ed Kraft. I love Ed Kraft. I think he's a great guy. But he's not a genius. Are we calling him right now? Okay.
Okay, am I back?
Oh, yeah, you should be back. Sorry, our producer hung up on everybody, so. Don't lie, it's okay. You're hot, so it's cool.
Give her credit now. We've got a great producer over there. Polly does a wonderful job, so. We got to let her slide on one or two.
We'll let her slide this time, but.
This job. Which is not making us laugh and giggle. She does a great job.
No, I giggle all the time when I look at her.
Ooh, be nice. I'll behave.
So what's up, Ed?
I'll tell you. I don't know. We had that food tasting. I'm still kind of stuffed from that this week.
You're glad you know, all this you know what I want to talk about is the review we got on HauntedAmericaTours.com.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love that. That
Let's
was
talk
great.
Talk about that, yeah.
Hello,
Don Shy, yes. Always welcome Don Shy into the mix, yes. In the chat,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, with chat. Yeah, that was a great review. So happy that you got a review there. And by the way, we fully support one of our sponsors there, Haunted America Tours Magazine.
And, of course, Jackalope Radio 105 FM.
And, of course, Reepso, reepradio.net. In our sister's
No. Okay. You got to get this right, okay? Stop. Okay. Stop for a second. It's reepradio.net or reepsoradio.com. Crap.
Well, I get confused with the show.
Okay,
see,
just write the shit down.
Well, I get the show and the network confused because I'm trying to promote clothes.
Okay, write down reepradio.net. It's not that hard to do. I have a pen right here. I can write it down myself. Hold on a second. reepradio.com. There. That way I won't get it wrong, even though I don't and you do.
All right, there you go. Now one of us will get it straight. Okay, you wrote it down, but I don't have to.
Man.
That works for me.
The review was good. We have to thank Lisa Lee Wah. Lisa Lee Harpois. That's her name, right?
Yep. Yeah, and she did a wonderful job.
Her. Yeah.
Calling us, what was it, the most... horrific or the most dreadful? I actually don't have the paper.
Most horrific paranormal show on the air.
Gotta love it.
Yep, and so, she called me Genius personified, and she said, Ed Kraft? Eh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ed.
Don says, laugh my LMAO.
And for the record, those of you who don't know it, I've called Ed like three times this week just to like give him a little prick. Just to nudge it in, like a little knife stab into the gut.
Yeah, we really need to give Reap a bigger head than he's already got.
I can barely fit through the door now. What are you talking about?
Oh, Lord. But what else has really happened to going on?
Hey, I had a good time at Brian Dunning's speech with you, or his presentation.
Oh, that was great, man. That was a wonderful, wonderful speech this past weekend. You know, they had great interpreters there for everybody. But the speech was wonderful, and some of what we're going to cover tonight actually comes from that speech. But
it was about health myths and scams. So if you have a health myth or scam you were wondering about, go to Skeptoid.com, Skeptoid.com. Brian Dunning's wonderful. I've heard a review on his show today for 100 America Tours, so hopefully that'll help him to reach the masses who otherwise ignore him.
Yeah, you guys got to check that out, to Skeptoid.com, because I tell you, the information he put out just will knock you back, because it's so common sense.
The good thing is he doesn't slam things. You know what I mean? He doesn't slam you. He doesn't slam your beliefs. Doesn't slam. And it's not about paranormal. It's not about homeopathy. It's not about scientific issues. It's about everything. It's about urban myths. About so many things. You know, Brian Dunning is actually he was charming. He was good to listen to, and I'm looking forward to seeing him this weekend. But Ed, I think the show sold out, so sorry for you.
Yeah, we didn't get our tickets in time. But actually, we've got to go into the city for something else this weekend. So there's a event we've got to actually go to in the city. So we wouldn't make it if we had to.
Somebody's calling me. Hello.
Oh, that might be our guest calling. I don't know if they're calling
hello?
You or
hello?
What's
going. No, it's no one. It was unavailable.
Oh, okay. But anyway, there were some other things going on, too, I think you wanted to talk about before we get our guest on the air.
I'm kind of pissed off at stupidity, kind of.
Yeah, there's a lot of that been going on this week that probably needs to come out as quickly as we can so we don't waste too much time. But there's been a lot going on that really, you know, people need to understand that if you're going to put a point out, and I think tonight we're going to make that point, that if you're going to bring out an opinion or a point, you need to present all sides of the picture and not just your own stupid attitude. You know,
can we talk about one thing, one website I really have been promoting this week? It's StopRobbie.com.
Yes.
StopRobbie.com. StopRobbie.com. That's about Robbie Thomas, the self-proclaimed psychic who actually went to a scene of a fire this week and said, even though I have no training, I don't think this fire was the way the trained fire investigators said it happened. Okay. Are you there still?
Yeah.
And you know what? It did nothing less than sicken me. And most of the what are you humming me about? What's that all about?
I'm listening. I found that interesting. I went, that was that was a sign of interest.
I'll do that to you later in the show when I said,
That was a sign of interest. Yeah. That was showing
it's not a sign of interest. That's a sign of, I'm typing something right now. Keep talking.
Well, you've got my point, so keep
all
going.
Right. As long as I got your point, I guess we're good. Go to StopRobbie.com. That's all I want to say about that. Robbie Thomas is full of shit, in my opinion. Just my opinion.
I don't think that's your opinion.
He has no training in fire investigation, yet he wants to tell these people, oh, no, your grandpa died of, I don't know, accelerants, because there's a gas valve outside his house, you know? What, we have a call already? All right, we can take the call. Ready?
Hello?
Who's Eminem? Eminem, that rapper dude?
Oh, actually, that's our guest, I believe.
Oh, is there our guest already? Yeah. Are they calling us? Well, bless them. No, it's okay. That's all right.
Actually, we were going to call them.
That's all right.
Okay. Can you hear us?
Are you guys anxious or something?
No.
We were going to actually call you. You guys.
No, that's okay. It's okay.
We'll hang up and just let you call us when you're ready again.
That's all right.
Oh, okay.
All right. I didn't know if we were supposed to call you or not.
So, no, no, we don't want to waste you.
Go all ahead, Ed.
We'll hang up. Right.
Okay.
Okay, one at a time, you guys. Come on.
But anyway, I have to agree with you on that. I don't think that anybody... I think that the whole issue with Robbie has already been cleared up as far as that goes. I don't think there's any respectability, you know.
There is no respectability. And this, you know what, when I talk about Robbie or anyone else, it's always my opinion, you know. And I'm not saying you have to think this way. What I'm saying is from my experience, and my experience is worth something, so hopefully people will consider that. But they don't have to, you know. They can keep going on with this ignorance if they want to. But, you know what, I've dealt with Robbie Thomas personally, and in chats, and on shows, and in emails, and the guy is a twit. The guy is dumb as a stump, okay? Plus, he has no consideration for any of the people he claims to have consideration for, in my experience. This is my experience. I'm not saying that everyone has the same experience, because obviously they don't. I'm just talking from my perspective, okay? So I don't want to, like, put words into anyone's mouth except my own, but Robbie Thomas is a huge dickhead. That's all I have to say about that. Does that make things clear?
Yeah, and again, you know, he's been invited to many times and explained his side of the story.
I have called him at home, and he hung up on me on my other radio show. He hung up on me because he wouldn't talk to me. So
yeah, he's been invited on this one, and, you know, he just refuses to come on and give his side.
He had his fair chance to give his side. You know what? And anyone who listens knows that we always give the other side their opportunity to speak their piece. You know, we're not unfair. And if you read the review in Haunted America Tours, you know what? And it was a great review. I love Lisa for giving us the review, because you know what? That's what we try to do. Even though Ed and I, hey, Ed, want to talk about cows and trees, or should I save that for later?
We'll save that for another story, but
you know what?
Another time.
Here's my point: is we believe different things sometimes, Ed and myself, and we go out to dinner. We can have beers and laugh and pat each other on the shoulder and have a great time. We don't always believe the same things, but you know what? We can still get along. But Robbie Thomas had his opportunity. You know what? And Ed's kind of a believer. I would put Ed on the believer side. Is that okay, Ed?
No, I have to put myself on the skeptic side. I would put you as a debunker and myself as a skeptic.
You know what? There are some times, you know, it depends on, and that's the strength of it, is it depends on what the topic is. You know? Depends on what we're talking about. But usually, I am a strong skeptic, and Ed kind of, you know, falls on the other side of the fence sometimes. You know what? I don't give a rat's butt about that, okay? That's all good with me, all right? That's okay, because I think Ed is intelligent. He's interesting to talk to. I like him as a guy. I like him as a person. I like him as a friend. And I like him as a co-host. Or am I the co-host, or are you the host? What is it, Ed?
I don't think I think we work together. Yes. You know, it depends on how much either one of us has had to drink before a show is who's more controlling. Can I say that on the air when we're on FM? I don't know. Is that against FCC rules or what?
You know, once in a while a slip is okay, I think.
Okay, well, I don't know if that's against FCC rules or regulations, but anyway, let's go ahead. Why don't we get our guests on the line here?
Okay, let's do that. All right. I just wanted to
make
the point
to get to this great debate tonight. We've got a great topic and show, so let's get our guests on the line.
Are you talking to me right now?
Who was talking? Was that our producer?
That was our producer.
Which, by the way,
we voted. You're over talking me, Ed. Stop it.
Oh, uh-oh. I got chewed out. But we've got a great producer, too, by the way. While we're getting our guests on the line, we've got our producer, Polly. She's always here with us every Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And so make sure you guys tune in. If you miss us, what's the podcast there, Reap?
It should be Dread Radio, Dread Radio, Radio. Podomatic.com.
And they can subscribe to that and everything, too, in case they miss it, right?
Yes, they can.
All right. You've got to, see, he's got the technical information.
I know what I'm doing, man. I do many radio shows. It's like with my eyes closed, I could post this crap.
Well, so it's changed so much. You know, I'm an old fogey. I used to do it when
it
was so.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, shave your head, too, because you know what? You're getting kind of bald. You are looking kind of old.
Oh, man, look, it's bald. Yeah, at least
hey,
I
bald is hot. Honest. Shut up. Hey, producer, back me up. Thank you.
Right. Oh, Lord. Mine's falling out naturally.
Let's get back to the
anyway,
guest.
Do we have a guest yet?
Hello, are you there? Ed?
Guest?
Okay, we have the guest there still? Maybe? Okay, so Paulie's going to call
them.
Let's take a quick break. We're 15 minutes in.
All right, let's do it.
Let's take a quick break, all right? I have a little Dangerous Toys and some Here Comes Trouble. This is 80s music. Muddle through this. It's 3 minutes, 20 seconds. I have to go pee anyways. This is Dread Radio. We'll be right back. Myself, Reepso, and Ed Graff.
Welcome back live here to Dread Radio here on Jackalope 105.
Hey, wait a minute. Where's your radio voice?
I got tired of you yelling at me.
Let me do this for you. Hey, you're back to Dread Radio with myself, Reepso, and Ed Kraft. Glad to have you listening today.
What is a
Dread Radio? Hey, what? What did I do
wrong?
All
right, well, anyway, let's get to our guest.
All right.
I think your head's swollen enough from that. I'm great. Or
I am a genius. I can't help myself.
But let's get to our guest tonight.
All right, let's do that.
We've got a great debate. We're going to talk about holistics tonight. But we have got a wonderful couple with us, Michael and Marty Perry, otherwise known as the Perry Normals. And they're known mostly for their...
I have them on my MySpace. I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't know you before. Thank you. I'm glad to have you guys on, actually.
And they're known for their, I guess it's spirit art. Am I saying that right, guys?
That's correct. Hi there.
And welcome to the show. And I'll tell you what, either one of you, Michael or Marty, why don't you introduce yourselves briefly and tell everybody what you do before we get into our debate.
All right, let's talk about the holistic. Is it holistic? Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, but let's let them introduce themselves briefly real quick before we get right
in. Okay, boss.
You're learning.
Yeah, thanks.
Go ahead, guys.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a medium, and so is Marty, and I'm more clairaudient, so I can hear them, the people that are deceased, easier. I can see them. And what we do is we communicate with usually mostly people's loved ones to help resolve issues or problems or just let them know they're there, you know, that kind of thing. So, Marty?
I'm a little... less clairaudient, so I don't hear them that well, but I see them very well. I'm very clairvoyant. And I'm also an artist, so I am able to draw portraits of people on the inside. And most often they recognize who they are, and I get photos later of what I've drawn.
So that's what we do together.
Great.
Okay, so let me take this opportunity to say, Ed, lay off your keyboard, please.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Ed, please, stop typing into your keyboard, okay? Please.
Damn, that's loud, Ed. You know, we can hear that on the air.
Yeah, I do tend to type a little heavy.
Ed, you know, no, you peck really hard. It's not bad to have a hard pecker, okay, but it's bad to peck hard.
Okay, we get the gist of that. But anyway, let's get back to holistics. You had a question about holistics.
Oh, myself?
Yeah, you were going
to
ask.
I wanted to hear the guest's definition of the word or of holistics itself, so we know where we start from at least on the show. Because there's so many definitions. Everybody makes their own definitions for words or phrases, and I want to hear what the guest thinks, so we can go from there.
Of
holistic. Holistic, I think somebody on the chat just said what it really means is it's treating the whole person, not just the symptoms.
Yeah. So then we have to define what we call the whole person, right? Because like Reap just said, everybody has different definitions and names for things. So I think that is not so helpful, all that kind of thing. I think
it's very confusing sometimes.
Yeah, it is. I think if we could just define what people are talking about in, you know, common sense, down-to-earth way, I think people might all be on the same page more, you know what I mean? Yep.
I would be skeptic is the first word that comes to mind, but...
Well, you know, you can be a skeptic about anything, so
yeah,
am I.
You know what? Thank you. I appreciate that, because everyone is a skeptic in some form.
Yeah, of course.
It's very healthy to be skeptic.
Yeah, I'm not.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, I like you guys already.
I think the opposite of skeptic is gullible.
Yeah, we're not big fans of gullible woo-woo people, Marty and I.
You know what? That is very ironic. I wrote a blog about that today where... because we had a guest on one of the other radio shows I do, and he does a podcast called Skeptoid. And I said, don't buy into the name. Don't be dissuaded by the name, okay? Because we're all skeptics. Ed, stop typing. Don't be dissuaded by the name, because you know what? A skeptic isn't a bad thing. You know, if you're not a skeptic, you're very gullible. You know, you guys hit the nail on the head right there. Because if you're not a skeptic in some form, you are very gullible.
Well, I think we've all got a brain, and we have to use it and use our reasoning capacity to its fullest, and also not be afraid to give ourselves experiences outside of perhaps our normal everyday sort of enclosure in life, you know what I mean?
Stay outside the box, you mean, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think if people did that more, they might, you know, allow themselves to have different kinds of experiences.
Exactly.
And then,
you know what? As a skeptic, I'm a strong skeptic, but I don't want to put myself in one box because it would limit my possibilities.
Right, and all the scientists in the world, the leading ones, have open minds. They're not closed-minded people.
No, they aren't.
So, you know, I think that, I mean, deliberation about anything is essential. You've got to do it. You've got to explore every avenue. That's what I've done all my life.
That's what's always bugged me about the term unity. You can be unified, and people don't understand the difference between unity and unified. Unity is thinking the same way and working towards something. You don't know what. But yeah, it's like zombies, brains, you know. But unified is thinking differently, yet working towards a common goal. You know, there's a difference between the definitions of the words, you know. And that's what people don't understand, is there are meanings for words. You have to apply those meanings, and to have a conversation with someone who has a different definition than you for a word is kind of pointless.
Yeah.
That's like speaking two different languages.
Yes, exactly right. I couldn't agree more.
So I think that if we're having this discussion, you said to me, what do I think of... I mean, I'll tell you what I think of holistic from my point of view. And then that way... you may understand, your listeners may understand why I say the things I say. So, I think myself, I believe that there is a divine presence, if you like, a God power behind everything.
Not a biblical God, but some type of power.
No, just beyond a. Okay. I wouldn't even try and define it.
That's all good. Please go ahead.
Not a personified thing. I think that below that ultimate absolute personification that is behind all substance and all matter and everything you can perceive, this whatever it is, I think it's essentially good because it's creative. I think that below that, all forms, whether a human, alien, or whatever, are... built upon some sort of energy field.
Okay.
You want to look at it that way.
No, that's fine.
I mean, so in my own experience, if I'm speaking to a deceased person that I can clearly see and have a communication with, that person is inhabiting a vehicle of some sort, a body, you know, whatever you want to call it.
I would call it a force or energy if they were.
Yeah, well, you
body.
Can call it a force or energy, but what I see it as is some sort of an energy pattern upon which the physical structure is built.
And that would be your own brain trying to make sense of things, probably.
What? Say it again.
That would be your own brain trying to make sense of things. If you had communication with someone who is already dead and they're not a physical being, you would take them. You would your brain. Even though we see a lot of patterns in our brain, you know, because it wants to understand what it sees or hears or communicates with, so maybe that person would take the form of a human or of something you could understand, so you wouldn't go insane.
Well, that's possible. Yeah, that's one viewpoint. That's
right.
True. So whatever you want to call it, if you have something that is not in a physical form anymore, but let me put it a different way. When someone dies, the way I look at it is this, that there's this, what they call it, the etheric body. It's been called that for a long time, so I'm going to use that term.
What's the term again?
Etheric.
Okay, go ahead.
Ether. Yeah, but very subtle matter, okay? So this energy vehicle, this etheric body, you've heard of chakras, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, the chakras are in that, are part of that body, that form. And it is my belief that this, you are inhabiting at this moment, you're in it. But it's imperceptible to most people because of their sensibility. They're not attuned to it, they're not perceiving it in the same way that perhaps you might fall asleep on your arm at night and it goes numb and you think you've lost your arm. It's still there, but you've lost sensibility to it. So I'd liken it to that. So there you're in this vehicle, and when you die, you're still in it. You simply drop off the physical form. So that's how I look at it, essentially from an energy standpoint. Now you're never going to convince, in my mind, someone who thinks that the physical thing is the be all and end all of it all. You know, if someone thinks that the human brain is you, and that your body is you, you are never ever going to get any further in a conversation with a person like that.
No, it's like having different definitions for words, actually, right?
It's pardon?
It's like having different definitions for words. The conversation, if they believe that, it's pointless to have a conversation with that person.
Exactly, because that's it. You've just killed any further exploration of anything else, because that's it. Well, clearly, we can all see the physical body. I mean, it's there in front of you. But
it's easy, yes.
I liken the mind of a person as not being in the brain. You see, I think the mind is a free-flowing energy thoughts are free-flowing energies that exist outside of the brain and impinge upon the brain like a pins in a pin cushion.
So this goes back to Einstein a little bit. You can't destroy energy, so you can't destroy thoughts, right?
No, you can't. No, nothing gets destroyed. Absolutely.
Right. So far, the way we know it so far is you cannot destroy energy, and that's something that's always fascinated me. You cannot destroy energy. No one has proved that you can yet, so we have to keep going from that point.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So, and all this, this scientific side of it that's on the physical plane here, that's been proven, is, to me, I'm a scientist in my mind. I, just because I'm not an academic like a lot of people, it doesn't mean...
Me either, so, yes, I feel
right.
The same.
Right, there's lots of people that are not academics who are just as smart as some of the academics.
Well, I like to think so, yes.
Well, there are. I mean, I think sometimes academics get stuck in a box, too, if
I
they're not
so
here.
I think so, too, yes. They get stuck in what they've been taught in their teachings.
Right, and it's very hard to break out of that. Once you're an authority on something, then it's hard to backpedal and say, well, I was wrong about that, or, well, what do you know? Look at that.
It's the outsider who enlightens you.
Usually, that's usually true, yeah. So the way I look at... give you an example. When I was about 20 years old, I came across a yoga instructor. And he wrote a book called You Too Can Heal. He got fed up with all these spiritualists saying, we're not... It's a gift. And, you're born with it. And no set method of actually working on people. Everybody did it kind of willy-nilly. Well, my guide tells me to do this, and this is what I do. And it was all kind of in the realm of hocus-pocus, So I wrote this book called You Too Can Heal. Now, he was a yoga instructor. He wasn't just sitting cross-eyed, cross-legged. There are different branches to yoga. It covers the mind. If you understand yoga from one point of view, you can understand it like Freud does or Jung, okay? I would actually say more like Jung. So I learned healing with him and a healing technique, and it took me a while before I could feel the energy. You have to become sensitized. You have to make yourself sensitive or become aware of your sensitivity, let's put it that way. And there are ways to do that. So it's a bit like, you can't expect somebody to be an opera singer overnight. They have to train themselves. Well, you have to do that, too, with healing. Now, bearing in mind that as a healer, you don't look at yourself as the healer. What you're attempting to do is this. You have, it's a bit like a car that's broke down because the battery's gone flat. Well, you, as a as a bystander, can drive up in your car and put jumper cables on and get the car started. Then their car will basically start to generate energy and get itself going again. Unless it's something major. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I hear you.
So that's what you do as a healer. You're trying to jumpstart the person with a form of energy that is mostly imperceptible to date. But I'm sure that in the near future there are going to be, because of our technologies getting more and more, it is more sensitive.
And advanced.
Yeah, and the more sensitive it becomes, the more I think we're going to be able to prove the existence of other forms of energy that have always existed, but we just were unaware of them.
And I hope we find that path, you know, because I'm very science-minded, you know, and I'm very skeptical, you know, not to tell a lie, you know, I'm very skeptical of everything that happens. We've done our paranormal investigations, we've looked into things. And we're very skeptical, and we want science to find the answers. It hasn't found them yet, but the great thing about science is it admits it doesn't know the answers yet.
Well, that's a good thing. But I would say that also any holistic person would say that they don't have all the answers either. They just have...
I would hope so, yes.
Well, I would say that, you know...
Who among us has the answers? To be honest, I mean, no one does. If we had the answer, we'd be millionaires. We wouldn't be doing this right now.
Well, you know? Marty just stuck her hand up. Apparently, she has all the answers there.
But I'm a woman.
We'd be on a beach drinking beers, you know?
Well, I think that...
Let me jump in here, if I might.
Yeah. No, shut up.
Both to both of you. God, here we go again.
Go ahead.
If anyone, and I'll direct this to you, Michael, and even to you, Rick. If anyone admits that they have all the answers, be it skeptic, be it a holistic healer or anything else, wouldn't anyone be advised to be weary of them in general? I mean,
you...
Even if they were a scientist or a medical doctor, an MD, or a that said, "Hey, I can cure you of, you know, cancer," being a holistic medicine doctor that came up and said, "I can cure you of cancer," shouldn't we be weary when these people make these advertisements and say, "I can cure you of these diseases"?
Right. Can I speak on this for 1 second? From my definition, and I don't know if the guests would concur, but. My definition from what I've read on the internet, and the internet isn't perfect, but I would say that holistic medicine believes in balance.
But, sorry, I missed the last bit. The believes what?
In balance.
In balance.
In balance, and it's not totally where you're expecting a higher power to help you, but it believes in balance. Am I wrong, or?
Well, yeah, I think you've got it essentially right.
I have always strongly believed in balance in your life. Whenever you go to one side or the other of anything you do, and I've always believed that balance is the key to your life. Do not do things over the point where they will harm you. You know, don't smoke too much. Don't eat too much red meat. Don't eat too much fish. Don't take too much mercury. There are so many examples as you go through your life where if you balance things out, that's your best advantage to, you know what, to be healthy and to live your life in a good way.
Well, you know, you that is one of the big things, because I'll give you an example. There's a lady that's working on me. She's a deep tissue. I hurt myself recently. She's a deep tissue therapist, so she... helps people that have had accidents.
Is she a chiropractor or a deep tissue
therapist? No, she's a highly trained muscle specialist, therapist. Not just a massage person, okay?
Physical.
The physical therapist, and she knows what she's doing, so that's great. But the poor girl has come down with Graves' disease, which makes your eyes bulge.
Yes.
Now, my ex-wife, who's living in England, I recently found out has the same thing. And I've been meditating on it, trying to figure out what causes it. Well, one of the big factors that happened to both of the people is they went through huge amounts of stress. I'll give you an example. The lady that I'm having therapy with, her husband was trying to get a lot of money out of her for one reason or another. Then her son didn't speak to her for a long time for no reason. And all this was affecting her deeply. Her brother, who she adores, nearly died. I think that was the biggest trigger. And all of a sudden, I think the stress just overwhelmed her. Now, the ex-wife, she was in Turkey. She had a house and everything. She got married, and her husband died. Then her daughter came out to Turkey, and she started being this Turkish kid, and they got into a row, and she left, and then this happened and that, and suddenly she's come down with Graves' disease. Now, I think that these are triggers. So I think what you're saying is essentially correct. If you can stay balanced and calm, you won't be affected so much by so many things. But as soon as you stress out, your energy weakens, and you can be very susceptible to all kinds of things that may lay dormant, you know, that may not affect you ordinarily. So I think that just from that point of view, that you've got a good point there. I would totally agree with that.
Let's take a quick break, because I have someone rolling up on me right now. So let's take a quick break, and I'm wanting to play a little Queensryche, I think.
Okay.
Are you guys good? We can go over today, because
yeah.
I think this will be all interesting.
Right. Should be a good show.
Yeah. We got 4 minutes, 40... Hold on a second. 45.3 seconds. Thread Radio. Be right back. Hello?
And welcome back live here to Dread Radio. I'm Ed Krabs with Reach So, and we're here God, Thursday night on Jackalope 105 FM and, of course, ReapRadio.net. And don't forget our sister show, Reap So Radio, every Tuesday. And our guest tonight is Michael and Marty Perry, otherwise known as the Perry Normals. And Mike and Marty, why don't you give out your information as far as the website and what you got coming up. And don't forget QueenCon.
Okay, our website is really easy. It's www.spiritart.com. And get tickets for QueenCon that's coming up at the end of this month on April 30th and May 1st, go to Don Shy, that's DonShy.com.
All right, great. And thanks again, Don, because she's been helping us with our guest here. So big kudos to Don Shy, the paranormal publicist.
It's Don Shy, by the way.
So don't forget her. And what we're talking tonight is holistic medicine. And Michael, I have a question now for you. As we were going into the hour, we were talking about different things. You and Reap are having this nice little discussion about different things. And I think one of the topics was how nutrition, or rather, how we can help ourselves by watching moderation and then balancing things out. I think, Reap, you brought this up, you know, taking everything in moderation. Some things are good, some things are bad. But the thing, looking at ancient things like acupuncture, and one of the things that happened to pop up when I was doing some research was addictions. Addictions with acupuncture came up. And I did this randomly. It says, treat addictions with acupuncture. And there's like all these steps, okay? And here's the simple steps. And this is what really I found interesting was, number one, commit to ending your addiction only to have the power, only you have the power to change it. To make the change. Okay, that's common sense. That's what every program teaches you. And yes, you have to make that change. Number two, select an acupuncture center near you and find an acupuncturist. Right? Now there's the holistic part. Number three, ask the acupuncturist about different addictions acupuncturists treat. So again, that's the holistic part. We go back into four, use acupuncture to reduce your cravings for substances. So we're still into holistics here. Be aware, number five, be aware that acupuncture is used along with herbal supplements. Okay, your practitioner may put you on a regimen to further your progress in treatment. Now this indicates to me that you're going to pay your acupuncturist for his acupuncture service, and then you're going to pay for all these additional herbal supplements. Okay, now we get into the regular stuff. Number six, complete your treatment plan for optimum results. Okay, so basically, you're going to have to admit you have a problem, go see your, which is normal, and then you're going to have to see your acupuncturist, and then get on his herbal supplements on top of that. Now, here's the regular plan. Use nutrition to treat addictions. Begin to heal your body through natural nutrition. Educate yourself on the right choices of food supplements, which is your addictions, visiting addiction recovery guides, take nutrition supplements, choose to work with professional nutritionists, and keep away from refined sugars and processed foods. Now, these are all things that most people would consider holistics. Now, here's why I have a problem with all this. And these are normal things that they would tell you in any kind of addiction recovery program, though, with the exception of the acupuncture. If I'm correct. Now, here's the only problem I have with these things, is that the health food issue. Number one, all these supplements they're going to sell you, these vitamin supplements, a lot of this is garbage. Number one, like vitamin C.
What's wrong with vitamin C?
Goes right out of your body. Vitamin D3 is not processed by the body unless you have natural sunlight. It cannot be processed. Okay, normally, you have to be exposed to sun for vitamin D3 to actually be processed through your body. That's a scientific fact. And it is a scientific fact with most animals. Number two, everybody hears about vitamin B12. So they take all these vitamin B12 supplements. habits. And they use that a lot with these addiction therapists, all these nutritionists, and or rather these herbalists and things that give you this stuff that gives you vitamin B12.
Well, to be fair, a lot of things help you mentally, but don't help you physically. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But B12 cannot do a thing in the world for you because it's not orally absorbed. You cannot absorb B12 orally. It's a scientific fact. It cannot be digested and absorbed orally. So I don't understand what this stuff like this, it doesn't make any sense. Except you're paying some guy to give you acupuncture and supplement you, and all you're doing is, you know, basically giving him your money.
Well, okay, let's acupuncture first. I did acupuncture to stop smoking, and it worked very well. Because I had tried other things, and that was what really helped me stop.
Bless you for that, yes.
It did stop the cravings. And, other things go along with it.
I've got to find something to stop her grabbing the remote, though. I'll find an acupuncture.
Good luck with that.
I think that's something every man in the world wants to discover.
Or maybe I need it. I don't know.
Once you discover that, patent it, sell it, and you'll be a billionaire.
Well, let's define it a little bit. We're talking about acupuncture. Now, does acupuncture work? Do you feel anything when you have acupuncture? I've had many acupuncture treatments, and I can feel it. It works. You know, interesting thing about you mentioned that is that, you know that guy they dug out the snow that's 6,000 years old or something up in the Switzerland there? They call him the Iceman.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
Well, that guy has acupuncture points tattooed on his back.
I have tattoos, too.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Obviously, he had some problems, like back problems, things like that, and he had the point tattooed on so that, like, basically anybody could administer it to him that had a little bit of know-how. Probably could have given the needles and said, here, stick them in there where the tattooed points are, you know. So, I mean, this stuff's been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And, I think that something that's been around that long, if it wasn't working, they wouldn't be using it. And on top of that...
Wait, that's tricky right there, though. You know, sometimes
really.
It's been done for 1,000 years, sometimes it's a selling point. You know? Even though it doesn't work, if you say it's been done for 1,000 years, people will say, hey, they did it 1,000 years ago, it must work.
All right, well,
we have to include human mentality and normal thinking into this.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
All right, I'm just making the point, I'm sorry.
That's a good point. Let's see. Okay, well look, there are ways to measure the points on the wrists there.
Yes.
So there are devices, machines, that can measure the pulses. So there's a device that can demonstrate that what an acupuncturist feeling is actually there.
But is that actually healing or the placebo effect? We know the placebo effect is a very strong thing in humans.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think you're making a point there, Reap, and I think that goes back to what Marty was saying. And let me digress a little bit
I'm just asking whether we have to factor that in. I mean, I'm not disagreeing.
Right, but I'm thinking that your point actually gets back to what Marty was saying. When, Marty, you said that you used to quit smoking. Now, I quit smoking, and I tried everything but acupuncture. I tried the patches. I tried everything they had, even medical science.
It doesn't smoke, by the way.
Yes, and I did it for years and years, since I was 20 years, and I quit, 3 years ago. But all I finally did was I said, that's it. And I mentally told myself, I've had enough. And I just put them down. And I told myself that I'm going to do it using this method. And I simply put the first cigarette, and it's postponed that first cigarette in the morning. I said, I'm just going to smoke the first cigarette 5 minutes later. 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later. And I did that until I got down to like 4 months later, and I finally said, you know what? I don't need to keep pushing it back. I'll just put the things down. Is that not the same effect that perhaps the acupuncture had on you?
No.
In other words, that's what I think Reap is saying with the placebo effect, that most of that could have been in your mind. Those needles may have been you pushing it back in your mind.
No, I don't think so, because for one thing, yes, you do have to have that that mindset that, yes, you do want to quit. That was very important. What the acupuncture did was take away the cravings, because they gave me a little permanent little poker thing right in front of my ear, and every time I would think about having a cigarette, and it's like, oh, the cravings are getting bad, I would personally push that point, and the urges would go away.
Oh, now there's a psychological thing for that. What is that called, Reap? Negative reinforcement
don't
or something
me,
where you
man,
use the rubber band?
I'm just a layman. I dropped out of high school. What do
psychologists,
I know?
Psychologists and psychiatrists use it where you put the rubber band around your hand and you snap it every time.
Oh.
That's a similar technique where
like
you snap
it. Yes. It's like batting rat through a maze. Yes.
That's what it sounds like, where you snap it to remind yourself you don't want it. It's some type of form of negative reinforcement where you snap the rubber band every time you crave that cigarette to say, I don't want it. To remind yourself psychologically, hey, I don't want that. I don't want that.
You know what, you guys?
What it almost sounds like with that you're talking about, Marty, is, am I on the same lines there? Or do you think
I think you make a good point, but it's time for another break.
Oh, okay.
Let's take a break and go on another 10 minutes for this if you guys want to. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do a little coming down the mountain. We'll be back in 4 minutes 50.4 seconds. Red Radio. Be right back.
Got him in the head. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche.
it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
And welcome back live here to Dread Radio. I'm Ed Kraft with Reap So, and we're here with our guests tonight, Michael and Marty Perry, the Perry Normals. And we're here every Thursday night on Jackalope 105 FM and ReapRadio.net. And, of course, make sure you tune in every Tuesday night for Reap So Radio here on the same bat channel, same time. Rather, not the same time. What time is it there?
It's 3 p.m. Pacific on Tuesday nights. We're on Jackalope 105 FM. Glad they have us, and we're sponsored by HondaBerkaTours.com, by the way.
Yep, got to love them. Great review we got for us here on Dread Radio. Want to thank them so much. It was a wonderful review. Loved it. And, of course, Reapso Radio got number 10, I think, this week. Is that not
number
correct?
Number 10 on the charts, yes. Out of about 40,000 podcasts, we're number 10 this week. So
I mean, between you and I, we're kicking butts on the radio.
Yeah, I know. I wish Dread was up there.
I think we just got a great review here on Dread. And what? That's pretty insulting. Yeah, I think you just insulted yourself.
You're my co-host. You're the host of the show, so...
now I'm the host. Do you remember what you said at the beginning
of the
show?
I'm your co-host.
Let's go back to
the topic at hand, please. We'll talk about this off air.
Open mouth, insert foot.
Excuse me, I am the genius.
Anyway, let's go back to
what I thought.
No. Anyway, let's get back to our guests, Michael and Marty Perry. We were talking about acupuncture and so forth. We're dealing with holistics. And we're going to wrap this up a little quickly. I think we got about 5 minutes. We're going to give them both time to talk a little about their spirit art before we wrap it all up. Guys, what do you think about holistics and what we're talking about? So, I think we left off with you, Marty, on acupuncture.
I've heard a lot of skeptics going to acupuncture and getting treatment that works, so I don't think it's based on belief. I didn't believe in it before I tried it.
Like I said with Reap in the when we were off air there, I think it's you have to have a personal experience because you at the end of the day you're feeling something that you don't ordinarily feel, so you either feel it or you don't, and it has an effect on you or it doesn't. So I don't think it's in the realm of belief, but I think it's in the realm of experience.
I think that goes too for what we do as mediums.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult because there's no way in our lifetime that we can do a private session for every single person in the, or every single skeptic in the world, so that they all believe, you know? It's like...
I think it all boils down to personal experience at the end of the day. I think that, you know, that's how I look at it. And I'm cool with skeptics. I don't mind skeptics. And I always joke with my audiences that they're kind of chewy, but they go down well at the end of the day.
We have a lot of...
Thank you very much.
I've always made one statement when it comes to that issue of the skeptic, and I think that word is really and truly misused. There are three sides to a picture. There's the debunker, the believer, and the skeptic. I believe that the skeptic should ride the middle of the road. You know, the skeptic is the true individual who seeks the truth.
Yeah, I don't mean a cynic.
A cynic will never change their mind, no matter what.
I think the skeptic is the one who seeks the real truth. He is neither a believer or a debunker.
I could answer that. There was a guy that sat with me, and his son had died, and in the middle of the session, I said to him, "Do you want to ask your son anything? Do you want to say anything to him?" Because I always have a back and forward conversation with them. So he said, what's the name of my son's three cats? Now, if that isn't a skeptic's point of view, not a cynic, but a skeptic, you know, that's what I would do if I was sitting opposite me. That's what I would have done. I would have gone, well, what's my son's three cats' names? That's cool, because if you say you do what you do, you should be able to answer it, right? So I did. And I said, well, there's one called this, one called this, and one called this. And he said, that's correct. Now, he was a great guy. I liked him. And I said, you know, I laughed, and I said, oh, you're a skeptic. And I said, well, that's okay. I'll ask your son if he can tell me, and he did. And then when I saw him, just before he said that, I said, so, you know, are you a bit more of a believer in what we do now? Do you think that I'm really talking to your son? And he said, well, this is kind of funny, that he said, I'm 63.5% sure.
Yeah, 63.5%? What the hell is that?
Yeah. I mean, he's so analytical, this guy. I got a kick out of it because, you know, I thought, well, that's probably what I'd be like when I was younger. I was like him. So I laughed, and I said, well, I said, and that's when I told him the three names of the cats. And then later on, when I saw him, I don't know, a few months later, he was in another group, and I said, so how am I doing then? Am I better than 63.5% now? And he laughed, and he put his thumb up, and he said, a bit higher than that. Yeah, I said, oh, that's good. But, you see, that's my definition of a skeptic. Not because if he was a cynic, he wouldn't be there again.
Yes, he wouldn't. He'd be allowed.
I mean, I've no time for cynics. You'll never change their mind. You know, it doesn't matter what
like
it is.
Just like a strong believer or a fundamentalist, you'll never change their mind.
No matter what you say.
What
is time? Yeah, I've plenty of time for people that are, you know, lots of. One guy wrote to me after a group that his wife had drug him along to, and he said, you know, I always wanted to believe in this stuff, but I never like had anybody prove it to me.
Whenever they say this stuff, that's a red flag. You know that, right?
Huh?
Whenever they say this stuff, that's a red flag.
Right, yeah. Right. So that's what he said. So when I bumped into his wife later, I said, oh, your husband wrote to me. He did, she says. He didn't even tell her.
He won't admit that he's
He wouldn't
not
admit
skeptic.
That he's not a skeptic. See, now that's a guy's attitude.
Nice.
That's a guy thing. It's pretty funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had people like rocket scientists, judges, you know, the whole gamut.
Yeah, we get
intellectual people come to us.
Yeah, they're not stupid. You know, people that come to see us are not stupid people.
We don't like the woo-woo.
That's a good thing, I think. Yes.
I have some people, and they say things like, you know, I know all about this stuff. I've been doing this. I'm actually do this myself, and I'm sure that my guides will say this, that, and the other to me. And I think, oh God, here we go. Because that's how I feel about it. I think, oh, Christ. It's just, you know, I'd rather have the person that I have to prove everything to rather than the woo-woo types.
Yeah, bless you.
Good. I'm serious. Seriously,
no,
I would.
Yeah. If it wasn't a challenge, it wouldn't be fun.
Exactly. You want someone to challenge your mind, challenge your...
You know, you guys must know... you guys must know the one that had the show, the TV show.
Not Most Haunted, please.
Hold on. Please. I'm thinking of his name. He's on Facebook. He's driving around the country in the bus.
Josh Gates?
Oh, no.
You're talking about...
Patrick Burns.
Oh, Burns. I love Patrick Burns. We
Patrick
love him.
Burns, yeah.
Right, okay.
Well, hopefully we'll have him on Reepso Radio soon, but I love Patrick Burns. Patrick Burns is a very intelligent, very enlightened, very smart.
There you go. Okay, now
he was very wonderful to my fiance. He was the only one that actually treated her respectfully in most of these conferences.
I love Patrick because he always posts on my Facebook. And, you know, I have a lot of scientific posts on my Facebook. But he always has something to say. He's very intelligent, and Patrick is very. He doesn't like step on eggshells with me. You know, he always posts what he thinks. I love Patrick Burns. I think he's wonderful, and I don't care what he believes about the paranormal. I think he is a great fellow, and I have great respect for him.
Well, now Patrick was invited to a little group that we did. With Grant from Ghost Hunters was in there.
Yes.
We had a room full of people, and Patrick was in there. And Patrick has a brother that died years ago.
Yes.
He came through and began to speak to me. And I described how he died and all kinds of things like that. And then at one point I said to Patrick, do you want to ask him anything, or do you want to say anything to him? And he said, yeah. Ask him about. Oh God, I can't even think what he said now. It was a strange, some sort of B name, I think it was.
Something came through to Patrick, right?
Something that I didn't understand.
It could have been a city, a person, or an object.
I didn't know what he was talking about. So I said, okay, and I knew Patrick was in a way testing me. You know, he wanted to know it was true, real. So I said to his brother, what the heck is he asking me? What does he want to know? He said, oh, it's family dog, he said. I've got it here with me. Tell him that. And that was exactly correct. So, you know, why I told you that was because he's quite skeptical about that, you know what I mean? He's not stupid. So,
not by any stretch of the imagination.
No. That's cool. I like that.
Anyway, so that's what happened, and then you know, we got a lot of other good stuff too. And Marty drew this guy. Name? Did I say that guy he drew?
Buddy.
Another name.
Ed, stop typing.
Anyway, Marty drew a picture of this guy, and they went down and looked him up on the internet, and it was exactly him. Oh, that was
kind of
cool.
Nice. So, can we wrap it up on that note? To you know, we don't all think alike. That's the grand scheme of things. We can all agree to disagree, you know, and not agree on everything. But you know what? There are some common ground we have found, even on today's show, where Ed and myself, I think Ed, you would concur. Ed, stop typing.
What?
We would concur.
I couldn't hear from my fingers.
There are some things we don't agree on, but that's okay, because there are other things we find common ground on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, I would think so, too. Lies,
I'm always right.
Yeah. I try to be, too, but I'm only human.
I think all of us fellas here could agree that the women are always right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's guys, it's testosterone. The women, I don't know what that's all about.
Well, I think the old saying applies here, and I'm going to be very delicate in my comment on this.
Please do.
The men have all... Men have... what is it? Men have half the money...
Testosterone.
Now, men have half the money, and the women have the other half the money and all the other things that men like.
Ed, that is so much a, like, a sexist thing you said right now, Ed. Shut up!
If it's not sexist, it is the
most... totally sexist. My co-host concurs.
You cannot tell me that is...
I'm a guy, and I'm telling you it's sexist.
You want to hear my favorite saying on that?
Yes, please.
It's like, tell me
ahead.
That is not true. That is just as true as a man.
Shut up, Ed. Let the guest talk.
Women's faults are many, but men have only two: everything they say and everything they do.
Nice. You know what? I concur with that stronger than Ed's statement. Thank you.
I am not. I'm Al Bundy.
All right, so we got to wrap it up, you guys, and I want to thank you guys for coming on the show, and hopefully we'll have you on in the future.
Okay,
if you want. Right, yeah.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Paranormals, right?
Yeah, the
paranormals. Yeah.
And you're on Facebook. Where can people find you on Facebook?
I think it's under Spirit Art.
Okay,
it's
Spirit Arts?
No, just Spirit Art.
Yeah, okay. Just Spirit Art.
Write that down, Ed, will you?
Yeah, I'll write it down like
I
did your
podcast description. And I will look you guys. Do I have you guys on Facebook yet?
Who's this?
I'm Rick Stowe. Who's this? Thank you. We've been doing
hey,
like,
before you
like
hang
an
up,
hour and a half. You don't know me by now?
I think
don't forget Queen Con. They're going to be at Queen Con. Right.
Oh, yeah. We're going
to... Thank you. I'm flattered. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Hey, before you hang up, don't forget they're going to be at Queen Con.
Queen Con, yes, with Don Shy and many other guests. It's a great event. Have fun there. And if I could, I would go. But I'm, you know what? My ego is kind of like, you know what? I'm, who's this? Christ!
Oh, Lord.
I've been talking for like an hour and a half right here.
Oh, and that's
that
a stretch.
All
you guys.
That breath.
Listen,
waste.
Everyone,
damn it.
Thank you. Got to thank all our listeners out there. Tune in next week, same time, same bat channel. And thank you, our guests tonight, Michael and Marty.
Thank you, Michael and Marty.
Good night.
Whoever you are.
Michael and Marty, please look me up. I am Reap, so I'm glad to meet you.
We're actually friends.
Okay, yeah. Good.
I think
you are so funny, girl. I love you. Okay, so let's wrap it up, Ed. You want to wrap this up?
Oh, I'll let you do it. You've handled everything else.
You've been listening to Dread. Hey, let me do my Ed Kraft voice. You have been listening to Dread Radio with Ed Kraft, Reap So, and of course the Paranormals. I am Paranormals. Sorry, my bad. Tune in every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific on Jackalope Radio 105 FM and ReapSoRadio.com. And just a little Billy talent, you guys. I'll talk to you later. I don't know if I can do that for more than a couple seconds. Here we go.
A prisoner of today. We're breaking up the system. breaking up the city. No time to waste away. So tell me, why should we stay a prisoner today?